Zinni 5. Speaker 1. One day, at the restaurant where I work, the fire evacuation siren went off all of a sudden. We were all sure it was a test, but from the tone of our manager's voice we could tell that it was something serious. Following protocol, we ordered all the customers to go to the fire evacuation point. While we waited there, some of our ever so loyal customers decided to take the opportunity to run off without paying the bill. After a while, our manager informed us that the alarm was just a mistake. Speaker 2. One day, I was passing the restaurant I work at and I decided to pop in and say hello to my workmates. I was having a chat with my supervisor when I saw one of our waitresses having some trouble with a customer. This man was really giving her a hard time, yelling and insulting her to the point where she started to cry. I got angry. "Hey, back off. She's only doing her job," I shouted. The look on the man's face was priceless. My supervisor explained that it was considerate of me to come to her rescue like that, but if I had been in uniform at the time, I would have been in big trouble. Fortunately, it was my day off. Speaker 3. One night, I was having a meal in a restaurant when two women walked in dragging five children along with them. The women started chatting and didn't pay attention to what their kids were doing. And the kids ran wild. Finally, I stood up and said that the children were ruining everybody's meals and that we'd had enough. The women's reaction was appalling. They just told me it wasn't my business what their kids were doing. So I walked back to my table, grabbed my meal, took it over to the women's table and deposited the plates in front of them along with the bill. I said they were now responsible for paying it and left. Speaker 4. I worked as a bartender at a nice restaurant on the waterfront in a summer resort town, and one day I went to a table to deliver four standard salads. As I was handing out the fourth salad, the woman that received the first one commented excitedly, "There is a frog in my salad." Everyone just laughed a little, but sure enough a baby frog jumped right out onto the table. Of course I quickly replaced the salad and just hoped she wasn't going to complain to the manager. You can imagine my surprise when I discovered that she'd left a $10 tip for me. Something like that happens only once in a lifetime. Speaker 5. I once ate at one of those Japanese restaurants where the chef prepares food on a grill in front of customers. The chef wanted to impress the customers with his juggling skills. He'd toss large wooden salt and pepper shakers into the air, quickly catching them and throwing them up again. Suddenly he lost control of one of the shakers and it flew directly towards my father-in-law. Miraculously, it missed him by a small margin. And my father-in-law just said, "It's good you haven't been playing with knives. I'd like to talk to the manager." The chef turned red with embarrassment.